Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So, Nick, I did go to the Paramount Plus to check out the streaming of the national parks. Yeah. And they're not only streaming national parks, it's national monuments, national historic places. You know, there are about 250 places that
but
are
they're
the,
static. The monuments are static. So you're just looking at a picture of just the
Washington. People walking by, maybe?
Yeah, you're just looking at scenery.
All right.
I didn't spend too much time on it.
No, you did.
Out of weed.
If you spent any, you spent too much.
And I did come up with this list. Anybody planning to go to a national park this summer? A lot of people visit national parks, especially in the summertime. And
well,
a lot
you hate
of them
because you don't
are
like
getting
that,
very, very crowded. These will be nine national parks that are great, but I will be avoiding because you need what they called a timed reservation, a timed permit. Timed entry is what they call it.
You spend months researching vacations, Todd. I know you do on your computer. Why can't you do that if you want to see these places?
Oh, I would. If I wanted to visit any of these places, of course I'd get on that. Like, I think it's recreation.gov, and you make your reservation that way. But you got to know when you can't be spontaneous about it. That's what people are bitching about. You can't really be just spontaneously visit a lot of these parks.
And they're bitching that think this is so funny. We always, I love this. People bitch about stuff that's popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to see it. It's not fair. Yeah. Only I should see it. Right. Okay.
Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
Right. Exactly.
For the first time, Mount Rainier National Park. You got to get a reservation there.
Is that like a fast pass at an amusement park?
No, it's
basically a reservation.
It's a reservation that lets you get in. You know, if you don't have one, they're not going to let you through the gates. Arches is very popular national park, and
it's one of the big five in Utah, right?
Southern Utah.
Cameron kind of opened my mind the other day. He wanted to stop for ice cream after the show we had, and he stopped at this place
because Cameron's 15.
Well, he has that stunted youth because he had a kid at 16.
I know.
He's still making up for lost time. Yeah, leave him alone.
But this ice cream place went to had a line, and I'm like, man, like I usually don't stand in lines. Like, I would avoid this. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm drawn to it. If there's a line, he's like, oh, there's probably something at the end of it that's worthwhile.
Oh, that's
like,
different.
Yeah, good point.
One way to think of it. We're standing in this line now.
Yeah. I'm always suspicious of a restaurant where there's no one in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm careful with a gangbang. You're way back in the back of a line of a gangbang. There's somebody at the end you might not want to get to.
Was the ice cream good, Nick?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I'm not big on ice cream.
Oh, really?
Were you high?
Communist? He got ice cream, and it was a small place that it was packed, so we went to the bar next door, and he ate the ice cream while I had a cocktail.
Oh, there you go. Cocktail's better.
Who doesn't like ice cream?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I'm glad I'm not into it. I'm into enough other candy and other stuff.
True.
Like, if I threw that on top of it, too, it'd be a disaster.
But like a gummy bear blizzard? Come on.
I've had those. I like ice cream sandwiches, drumsticks.
Didn't he bring his own gummy bears to the Blizzard place, to the Dairy Queen?
I brought Nerds once.
Nerds, that's right. You bring your own Nerds. which is appropriate.
Self-fulfilling.
Yeah, you're right. You do have enough sugary obsessions. You don't need ice cream.
I had ice cream for the first time in a long time when I was in Denver because one of the guys in our eating party wanted to go have ice cream. We were right next door to an ice cream store.
I had two large ice cream cones in Vegas last fall because I was high both nights. And it was one of those specialty ice cream stores in a casino that were just gorgeous.
And it tasted like joy.
Oh, unbelievable.
I needed ice cream to wash down the peanut butter and jelly wings.
Oh, that's I'm sorry I missed this meal.
That's quite the night.
Yeah.
I like that you called it the eating party.
Yeah.
Glacier National Park.
Oh, there we go. We drifted away from that enough.
Timed reservations. I'm just doing a public service. There's another one that a lot of people in our listening area will probably visit, Rocky Mountain National Park. You got to get timed entry reservations.
That's too busy.
Even if you just drive that road through it?
Yep.
Really? Because I've done that where there's like one road that drives through Rocky Mountain National Park that if you're up above the tree line at the top of it.
Right, at one point you are.
And then you come back out and you're out at like Estes Park or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a road. You can't even drive that road?
Or no.
You have to get a pass to stop off.
To get in the park.
Wow.
To get past the gate, you need the timed entry reservation. Because you probably went a few years ago. Well, it's always been super crowded, but it's because of social media and people putting up all these pictures. People want to go to these places now. And pandemic has a lot to do with it, too.
Right.
So did you watch much of the national park?
I just saw a couple minutes.
Stop it, Nick.
too much.
Stop it.
I'll concentrate more on it today.
Yeah, do that today. Do it tomorrow, actually. Yeah. Do it tomorrow. Because the next day's Saturday, so you won't bring it up at all then.
Yosemite. You're going to need a timed entry today.
Yosemite. That's right. Yeah.
Zion, that's another one in Utah.
Yeah.
This one I want to go to, and I've never been. Haleakala.
Too crowded, hate people that are there.
It's Haleakala. You might even like that one. But that's the one where go up to the top of the mountain, the dormant volcano, and you watch the sunrise. And they put you on a bike, and then you just coast all the way down.
Where is it?
I don't like to get up there on vacation.
Oh,
I watch a sunrise here every morning. So, yeah.
No, you don't. We're in a cave.
Have you been to Joshua Tree?
I have. It's pretty cool.
That place sounds cool.
I drove through that. Yes, I did. Did I drive through that, Todd?
I don't think so.
If I come from Vegas to Phoenix, do I drive through Joshua Tree?
Nah, it could be kind of out of your way.
Oh, okay. I thought I drove
and
through
And I doubt
that.
You'd go out of your way to look at it.
No,
but,
I did not.
But you should.
Yeah.
By the way, the Joshua Tree that's on the album, the Joshua Tree, is dead now.
I was going to say that one fell, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great Smoky Mountain National Park and Shenandoah National Park. That's one I haven't been to. I'd like to see Shenandoah National Park.
Heard it's pretty crowded.
Right. Acadia National Park in Maine. I think that's the end of the
list. I wrote all these down.
Yeah.
I could tell you were taking notes over there.
I wrote them all
furiously
down.
Scribbling.
Furiously.
And jot these down because
I don't want to ask them about it anymore.
The plans are Great Basin National Park and Capitol Reef National Park in Nevada and Utah, respectively.
Okay. All right.
I'll complete
do all
report.
These this summer.
Yeah, yep. Sometime
in July.
I
got time for that, man. We only have so much time off. I'd rather do
I have the same anything, amount of time off as you.
That. Yeah, I know we do. Yeah. But I'll go.
But I have a different list.
Yeah.
Yeah, my list include all the national parks, all 50 states. I'm close to that one.
Yeah.
And I do want to visit all 7 continents. And
that one's tougher.
Antarctica would be the toughest one.
Yeah.
Well, how many do you got?
3.
Okay.
Yeah. Europe, got... North America, South America.
Yeah.
Continents, man. I only
Asia
got
yet?
One.
Okay.
I want to go to Africa. And I don't know where I want to go in Asia yet. And certainly,
Tokyo looks cool.
Right.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
I'd go to Japan.
Yeah. New Zealand.
I'd go to Japan.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I started watching Shogun.
Australia.
That's good. Great. I finished
pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Australia and New Zealand are considered the same continent.
Yeah.
Oceania. I think Papua New Guinea is also part of Oceania. So any of those places.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
I was I was watching an old episode of Anthony Bourdain.
Nice laugh at that, Nick.
And he,
what was that?
He spoke very highly of Thailand.
Really?
In Asia, he's like Thailand was where like you know, he had a revelation like no. Yeah. Life's never going to be the same after being to Thailand.
I have heard
Thai boys,
things.
Puss. Yeah. I know that's why Thai boys, you know.
The
you
ski relate. Scene in Japan is supposedly very good.
Really?
I've heard that from more than one person.
I don't think I'd be skiing if I went to Japan.
No, I'd be visiting Japanese hookers probably. You know?
Yeah. Over there.
Oh, is that out loud? I'm sorry.
He just
I would be in search of Kobe beef.
They got that. But yes. I bet you could get that at the ski hill. And the hookers, yeah. too.
Well, you better do it before they find what that massive object behind Neptune is. I think it's a spaceship.
Oh, you know what is right
next to Neptune? I think it's going to kill us.
Yeah? If you look at your planetary order, what's right next to Neptune?
Uranus.
That is. Got it.
Yes. Do they think this is a foreign object? Well, it'll be foreign because it's not from here. But is it a UFO?
No. Strongest statistical evidence yet that Planet 9 is really out there.
Yeah.
So we know nothing.
Another planet?
No, Nick. We know that Jesus runs all these, you know?
Right.
He runs all these things.
Within our own solar system, let alone the galaxy amongst all the other galaxies. And it's like, we can't even find a planet right behind
matter,
a planet
man.
that's part of the pizza analogy.
Jesus did it. That's how you do that way you don't study anything after that.
Or is it an acronym? What would you call that? What is it? Mom buys pizza or whatever to remember the planets?
Right. Yeah.
Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Roy G. Biv.
What's the acronym to remember the planet?
Something, my very something mother, something about
Uranus.
Pizza. It didn't stick.
Right. It obviously didn't. Not.
My very easy method just speeds up nothing.
Yeah,
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune.
And that's it. That's after Pluto.
Pluto.
They demoted Pluto. But astronomy is amazing.
Pluto.
They can point that Jimmy Webb telescope and find something that's a billion light years away.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And they're uncertain as to whether or not there's Planet 9.
Todd, it's the heavens. That's what it is.
What if it's Pluto?
The heavens. It's where your grandmother's playing poker. You're going to see her someday.
Yeah, if they do decide that this is a planet and we get to name it, can we just call that one Pluto?
I think Planet 9 sounds cool, actually.
It's like
an old movie, right?
Because I think the name Pluto needs to be brought back. If it's not for old Pluto, can we call it New Pluto?
Or West Pluto, like West Virginia.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Just like that.
New.
But if it's west or east of Pluto, I'm not really sure.
I don't know if it's really...
That's the space directions. Go
directions
east.
In space, but yeah, North Pluto, South Pluto.
Whatever, yeah.
Planet 9. Right. Yeah, but it looks like the orbit of Planet 9 is pretty wacky compared to the rest of the planets.
I love scientists. I love that they're trying to find out what's going on.
I've heard Planet 9 is flat.
The fact that there are people... The fact that there are people whose daily life it is to contemplate the vastness of space just blows my mind.
Right. And I love when people try to...
I gotta believe... Even though they know a lot, their mind gets blown every day, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But the fact that they can comprehend these concepts, to think about this makes my head explode.
Yeah, because we talked, Neil deGrasse, I mean, if he talks to guys that have the same education he does, they can talk about stuff that we would be going, what?
Yeah.
What? But they can understand it, right. He dumbs it down for us. Even then, we don't know what's going on.
That would be a new level of feeling dumb.
Of those two guys in a conversation?
Listening to that conversation.
Right. I think it's Mercurio's done that. He's hosted some of that stuff. With Neil deGrasse and with another smart guy, Mercurio, sitting there going, potato. Well,
even these writers, because this one came from IFL Science, they probably hate having to dumb down when they're writing.
I saw that happen in real time with doctors. My grandpa was in the hospital. Two doctors were talking to each other in the doorway, just rattling off all these long words and all this stuff.
Okay.
Had no idea what they were saying. And then one of them leaves, and the other guy turns around to us and goes, "Hi, I'm the tummy doctor." Okay, here we go. Perfect.
Oh, really?
Hi, I'm a Neanderthal. Thanks for speaking my language.
All right, the tummy doctor. All right, come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler